Greg Hunt is the new health minister. That means now that the debate in Australia about health policy can be reignited. Susan Lee, of course, needed to step down after her travel rorts. I'll have a bit to say about Telegraph coverage of Greg Hunt later in the morning. But joining us on the line is Bastian Ziedel, who is the president of the Royal Australian College of GPs. Thanks for your time. I know you've been in Canberra doing some lobbying. Do you feel confident that a new face, a new minister, can resolve some of your issues?
Look, thanks for having me and good morning. I had a good and long conversation with Minister Hunt last night, and I'm really optimistic. Look, GPs and our patients need to have a good relationship and a meaningful relationship with the Minister for Health. And to be honest, I'm looking forward to meet with him once he's been officially appointed on Tuesday next week.
The opposition, the Labor opposition, ran a dishonest campaign during the last federal election campaign, suggesting that if the coalition were to get back in, that they would dismantle Medicare. That was never policy, and it was a lie. So how do you deal with the other side of politics, Bastian, given that they are quite comfortable making things up?
Very difficult, isn't it? And we should get the politics right out of health, because there is no Labor way or there is no Liberal way of treating a patient. There's only a scientific, evidence-based way. So we should be talking about policies and not politics all the time, because that's really not what our patients deserve.
Your Medicare rebate, the rebate that you can charge back to the government for someone to come in to visit a doctor, was frozen under Labor, I think under the Julia Gillard government, and it was no longer indexed, which is how it had been in the past. That freeze has now been in place since 2013. You can claim back $37.05. The Abbott government continued that freeze during the debate about the $7 co-payment. Is that your main beef on health policy, that your costs keep going up, but you can't claim back a greater percentage of those costs because of this freeze?
Look, it is actually a major concern. It's the patient's Medicare rebate, and as you said, it's being frozen for quite some time now. And we've reached crossroads now where GPs really can't do it any cheaper. Have a bit of a look at what the federal government spends on Medicare for patients to see their GP. It's around about $28.20 per person per month. It's less than a subscription to Foxtel. And realistically, we actually can't do any cheaper. You can't provide quality care for less funding. So we need to have a common sense approach what we actually want to achieve in Australia. It's important for patients to see their GP early. And Australians want to see their GP. That's why over 86% of all Australians see their GP at least once a year to stay well, and if they are sick, to get better very, very soon. And that's important, because otherwise they're ending up in the hospital system, and the hospital system is going to cost the taxpayer even more. You go to the emergency department, cost the taxpayer $300. You call the ambulance out, cost the taxpayer $800. You go and see the GP, well, that costs the taxpayer only $37.05. So again, there's the value proposition there. So we should encourage people to see their GP early, but it needs to be funded properly.
What would the rebate on a standard consultation be? What should it be if it's not going to be $37.05? And where's the extra money going to come from?
So as you suggested, the current Medicare rebate for a standard consultation is $37.05. The AMA says it should be around about $78. That will be a significant...
$78?
That's what the AMA suggested, the Australian Medical Association. Now, you know, I think that's not a realistic figure, to be quite frank. And realistically, you know, GPs are not in it for the money. We are there to make a difference to our patients. Look, I'm a GP in Huonville, in southern Tasmania. That's not the place with the highest income potential. You know, I'm there because no doctor wanted to work there, and the community was desperate to have a doctor there. So you want to make a difference to people in your community, but it's got to be funded appropriately.
Are you prepared to put a figure on what you believe it should be?
It depends on what we want to achieve. Again, currently there's the Medicare review going on. That includes general practice as well. And we are working with the people who are on this review to actually come up with figures for individual consultations. As you know, there are currently certain time-based factors there as well. So a consultation of less than 20 minutes would attract a rebate of $37. Of course, that's different if that's after hours. Of course, that's different if it's a home visit. Of course, that's different if it's in a nursing home. But we need to have a common sense approach there as well. Currently, for example, in the hospital system, there are no time limits there for consultations. So whether a hospital doctor is seeing a patient for 2 minutes or for 20 minutes, it would potentially attract the same Medicare rebate. Again, you know, that's something we should look at. There has to be a common sense approach to put appropriate funding into medicine, into healthcare, and for patients to see their GP early.
You did run some very provocative ads during the campaign suggesting that people were actually delaying seeking medical treatment because of the cost. Are people really doing that?
Yeah, they are indeed. I don't think it's a provocative ad. We are actually, it's not our role for the RACGP as an academic medical college to run provocative ads.
I think it was pretty provocative.
Oh, fair enough. But if you have a look at the scientific evidence, and that's data from the Australian Institute of Health and Welfare, we know by now that 1 in 20 patients already are delaying to see their GP because of cost concerns. That's data from last year. That's getting worse now because of the ongoing Medicare rebate freeze, where more and more practices are now charging something like the AMA rate of $78. And that's not affordable for a lot of patients. And I can assure you, it's not affordable for the elderly. It's not affordable for patients.
Well, it's not affordable for the country.
Absolutely. And that's something we need to have a look at.
All right. Appreciate your time. Thanks.
Thank you very much.
President of the Royal Australian College of GPs, Bastian Zeidel. Al, g'day.
G'day, mate. How are you going?
I'm well.
Thanks for taking my call.
Pleasure.
Mate, I've been flying the Aussie flag for the last 40 years over my home in Normanhurst.
Yes.
You can buy them at any dollar shop. Well, you might not be able to buy them now because...
Are you flying it from a flagpole?
Yes.
How much a flagpole cost?
back then it was about... It's an aluminium flagpole about 6 metres high.
Yep. Can you install it yourself, or are you going to get someone to come and do it?
Oh, I've installed it myself.
Okay. Well, anybody out there who's got a few bucks spare, go and buy a flagpole, hoist it up on Australia Day. Nicole, g'day.
Oh, yes, Steve. That fellow just fired me up. I had to pick up the phone.
The GP boss?
Do they realise that the public can't afford to keep up? Everything else is going up around us.
Correct.
We can't afford any more money. Anyone dipping into... We already provide the government with tax. And it's up to the government to budget their money to pay what needs to be paid.
Health budget is $64 billion.
Well, how much they get from all the workers, you know, it's up to them. They haven't managed the budget properly.
No, that's true. There is a budget debt and there's a problem with the budget. But $64 billion. Health in this country is too easy for too many people to get at too little money. And it's not an open-ended budget. We've got to control it.